Well, here in Mexico City, there is a constant vigil for the 43 student protesters who disappeared in 2014 in the state of Iguala. But the problem runs much deeper. The National Human Rights Commission says as many as 30,000 people have disappeared under suspicious circumstances in recent years. Jesus Israel Moreno is one of them. He went missing in 2011 while on vacation in the state of Oaxaca. And ever since then, his father, Carlos Moreno, has been on a mission to find him. I spoke with him through a translator. Can you tell us a little bit about your son?
Bueno, Israel es un, en el momento de su desaparición en 4 de 8 de julio del 2011.
In 2011, Israel was 20 years old. He says he was an outstanding child, a son. He was a student for the National University of Mexico. He was studying geography, and he doesn't understand why someone who was like had such a good character actually had to face something like this.
What do you know about what happened?
Probablemente fue.
He was probably kidnapped by organized crime. Typically, what happens, he says, it happens is that organized crime try to link kidnapped people to drug trafficking.
What have the authorities told you?
Bueno. Ellos supuestamente hacen una investigación en la cual.
Basically, what happened is that the authorities practice what they call a verbal autopsy. What this means is that they interview some people and then they practice an autopsy of a body without having the body. So that's pretty much how they interpret the facts and what happened on that day. The witness that they used for try to describe this, they described the subject as someone who has like completely different characteristics and the color of the skin, the complexion, the weight, even the height.
So it wasn't him?
No. Nunca existió, nunca lo presentaron.
No, in fact, that body that they're talking about, they never presented it. It's not there.
So who do you blame for this at this point?
No, pues definitivamente desde el procurador hasta los policías ministeriales.
At this point, he thinks that everyone is guilty from the Mexican authorities, including the attorney general and the local authorities. He says that just the fact that they created this entire scene where nobody really knows what happened, the body that doesn't really exist, tells you that there is definitely an interest from them just to hide whatever happened. So at this point, what he's trying to do is go to international organizations such as the UN to try to get some support.
Do you feel at all in danger yourself in looking into what happened to your son?
Sí, bueno, de hecho, yo llevo 3 atentados en carretera.
This is that he's actually been victim already of several attempts to kill him 3 times in Oaxaca while he's driving on the highways there. And every time that actually he's like winning a battle against the Oaxacan government, there is an immediate reaction, something's happening.
The story of Jesus Israel Moreno is just one out of 30,000 in Mexico. I asked Juan Carlos Gutierrez, the director of IDEAS, a group that helps families find Mexico's disappeared, how there could be so many.
Sí, nosotros trabajamos en diferentes estados del país.
They work in Sinaloa, several states in Mexico, Sinaloa, Veracruz, Chiapas, Mexico City among them. And what this 30,000 cases reflect is that it's not a unique situation in a specific state. This is a problem that is happening in the entire country. But this number might be actually very small to what the real number of disappeared people in Mexico is, just because a lot of people don't present their cases to the authorities, and this is just the number that they give.
How much do you blame the government for this?
Creo que la historia de la desaparición en México viene.
People disappearing in Mexico is not a new story. It has happened since the 70s, but it was until President Felipe Calderón, when he started like his front war against organized crime, when these disappearings started to accelerate. So there are two main kinds of ways that these disappearings are happening. One is directly by authorities. It could be the military. It could be local police. But also the other part, and probably the one that concerns them more, is when corruption is a strong factor. And that's when the authorities are also working with organized crime. This disappearance can happen for any reason. There could be all sorts of reason. But at the end of the day, it is this situation where both of them are accomplices that concerns them.
Why do you personally spend so much time on this problem?
Porque, por eso, porque hemos decidido y porque he decidido.
He has decided to dedicate his entire life and his knowledge to the cause and to try to help the situation. This is a non-profit organization. They get funding from even from organizations that are based in the United States. But his entire mission in life is to try to help as much as he can to solve the situation.
Juan Carlos Gutierrez, the director of IDEAS, who has dedicated his life to help finding Mexico's disappeared.